This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. Last week, I shared a lot of plants that attract pollinators, including perennials, annuals, trees, and shrubs. I've also shared with you that swallowtail caterpillars love parsley and dill. I have pictures from my own garden with those lovely creatures munching away. While I admit to breaking down and mowing my lawn last week, I do have herbs out there for pollinators. And of course, me too. Beside dill and parsley, there are other herbs that pique the interest of pollinators, including fennel, which is in the same family as dill and parsley. For humans, the whole fennel can be used. The feathery leaves as an herb, the fronds, and the bulb can be chopped and added fresh to salads for a licorice crunch. They're also great roasted and in stir-fry. As for growing, I have information on GardenBite.com. Not all plants like to be around fennel. Anise hyssop, also known as agastache, and monarda, also known as bee balm, are both in my butterfly garden, but they can also be used to flavor tea. While we typically snip our herbs such as oregano, basil, rosemary, sage, thyme, and mint, you can also let some of them flower for the pollinators. The snipping is great for a couple of reasons. First, our taste buds. Second, it makes for fuller plants. I preserve a lot of my herbs, but I've also left some for the bees. You can place herbs in any part of a sunny garden. Their look and texture is wonderful in mixed plantings. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more information. If you're new to feeding birds, FeedTheBirds.com is the go-to place to learn all about feeding them and keeping them healthy. FeedTheBirds.com bird seed is blended daily and delivered right to your door. Skip the middleman and get the best blends to attract the birds to your backyard. That's FeedTheBirds.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.